Okay, we're celebrating Carrie and I's 25th anniversary of working together today. Today's the actual day it started, back in 1996. What were you doing in 1996? We were nervous on our first day on the job here.
Speak for yourself.
Of course. Okay, I've got a little montage of some of the big names that we've had the pleasure to interview and talk to over the last 25 years this morning. Dick Vitale's joining us. What do you think of Bob Knight?
I think if there's a classy move by the administration at Indiana, there's no doubt in my mind that Assembly Hall, the floor itself, should be called the Robert Montgomery Knight Center Court. Take that court and name it after him, and I'd make sure he's there. I would personally escort him to it.
Why have you waited so long, Mr. Davis, to put out a Garfield movie? You've seen the success of the other ones. Why? What has made you wait this long?
Waiting for the technology to come along. I've always compared myself to Disney when it comes to doing movies. Their movies are so rich, so beautiful, so well done. And we're just a little studio. I can announce now that the voice of Garfield is going to be Bill Murray. And with all the
attitude. You're kidding! Really?
That's exciting.
That's perfect.
That's it. Half the work's done when you hear Bill's voice.
Because he's got the attitude behind him.
It's all about the attitude.
Gary, we're talking to Chubby Checker this morning. Would you like to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I would love to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I don't want to be in the building. I would like for them to put me in the courtyard of the Hall of Fame because I am the wheel that rock rolls on. Alone, thank you, without Elvis and without the Beatles and without all the other people that they hype on the radio.
Mr. Clark, I got to tell you, this is one of the highlights of my career, and I bet you hear that all the time.
Jim, you got to get a life. No, thank you very much. That's very flattering.
American Bandstand's 50th celebration. Now, I know you have a big staff over there at Dick Clark Productions. Did you go through some of these tapes yourself?
Jim, I'm very familiar with the library. It's one of the biggest in the world, and it's been my life. The truth of it is, tonight's celebration belongs to all of us because it's just a flood of wonderful memories attached to the songs and the artists that probably you watched on American Bandstand along the way.
From the world champions, I've waited a long time to say that, Coach, Indianapolis Colts, it's Coach Tony Dungy.
My youngest son, Jordan, slept with the trophy the first night. Jim Irsay gave it to us, and he actually had it in his bed.
No,
he doesn't realize how special it was. Some people have to wait 3 hours just to get to touch it.
That's right.
He got to sleep with
That's
it.
That's neat.
Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Hey, good morning, and g'day from Australia.
I could listen to you all day.
Steve, I got to tell you something before we get started. You, my friend Steve, you are a god.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say, you know. I'm just really enthusiastic and passionate about my wildlife, and I learned early in the piece the main thing to do when I go on television and do a wildlife show is don't change, just be me.
Gary, let's say good morning to the legendary Tim Conway. How are you?
Well, my knee's been bothering me. My back hurts a little bit. The dog peed on the rug. Their sprinklers are not working all that well. My tires rotated on my car.
This is Ed McMahon. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Jim.
And Carrie.
Yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
In the morning.
Waking on up.
The Jim and Carrie. With 101.7 on my radio.
Your hometown morning show. Together 25 years. Jim and Carrie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.